Our final guest today is James Loewen. He's a sociologist and the author of Lies My Teacher Told Me, Everything Your American History Textbook Got Wrong. He joins us by phone to talk about some of the misconceptions surrounding Thanksgiving. Jim, welcome to Next.
Hey, I'm glad to be with you.
So let's start out by establishing the basic facts we learn about Thanksgiving that are right. So what are some of the things we get right about this holiday?
Well, yeah, I was going to say some things are right. The pilgrims did come to Massachusetts in 1620. I think we do say that. They did have help from Native Americans, particularly from this guy named Squanto, in learning how to plant stuff, how to harvest fish, how to make a living in this, to them, new world. And they did, after finally learning some of these things, have a big feast of Thanksgiving. And it's not clear exactly if Native Americans were invited ahead of time, but they happened into the affair, and they brought 5 deer. We know all these things are true. And then they showed I'm going to call them pilgrims, but then nobody did, but we'll get to that in a minute. But anyway, they showed the pilgrims some of their games and tests of strength, and the pilgrims did the same with them, and they had a good picnic for 2 or 3 days.
You had mentioned the pilgrims didn't actually call themselves that at the time. No. What did they call themselves?
Well, about a third of them called themselves separatists, and they were, meaning separate from the Church of England, and they were, of course, coming from Holland or the Netherlands, which they had gone to in order to enjoy religious freedom. And so one of the things we get wrong is people say, well, they came to America for religious freedom. Well, they had it in Holland. They actually came to America partly to establish the opposite of religious freedom, and they proceeded to do that. They established a theocracy, that is to say, with them in charge, and you pretty much had to be a Protestant Christian, and their kind of Protestant Christian, I mean, nascent Methodists and Quakers, they got put to death or put to exile for not having the same religious ideas as the separatists.
When we think about Thanksgiving today, particularly in America, part of our typical picture of this is that it's a harmonious day. It's a happy beginning of the U.S. What's wrong with that picture?
Well, it can be a harmonious day, and that would be great. However, there are a few things wrong with the picture. One is it isn't the beginning of the United States. If you believe that you have to speak English to be the beginning of the United States, well, then that would be Virginia in 1607.
One of the stories about the beginning of this country is Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts, and this idea that when settlers arrived there, they found land that was already settled, but it was unoccupied. So what had happened in that situation?
So what had happened in Plymouth and across coastal New England was a tremendous plague in about 1617, 2 or 3 years before the people we now call the Pilgrims, the English, arrived. The only living descendant of the natives was Squanto, who survived the 1617 plague because he was in England at the time. He kind of hitches a ride with somebody going from what is now Great Britain to Massachusetts in order to get to his hometown. And when he gets there, he makes the astounding discovery that every person there is a corpse. And so it's at this point that he throws in his lot with the pilgrims, because it's still his town in a way, and he's their intermediary between the Wampanoag Indians and the British.
Your book, Lies My Teacher Told Me, this first came out, I believe, in 1995.
It's been
reprinted twice since then. Has the book had the impact that you wanted it to have?
Gosh, yes, in some ways. I mean, it's still selling 100 copies a day right now. And it's also had a big impact on teachers. And it's assigned in a lot of ed schools for people who are going to teach U.S. history or social studies. What it did not do, it did not make much impact on the publishers, except in one area, and that is about Columbus. Not the pilgrims, but Columbus.
And when we talk about publishers, we're talking about textbook publishers?
Yes, we are.
That was James Loewen, author of the book Lies My Teacher Told Me.